You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Super crosstalk from a Ralph's in Redondo Beach. How is the BB Go Ralph's Day going for you guys?
It's going great, but did you hear Mason's depressed woo woo woo?
I did not.
Nah.
Roar! John, I know we're going to get into it because on our big station group chat last night, you were asking the question in the moment that we were all asking, what the hell was that pun about? Why? That I keep coming back. Beto's heard me talk about it all morning long. As good of a coach as Sean McVay is, as many great decisions as you made, I just for the life of me do not understand the decision to punt the ball right there.
Neither do I. And
he now, in retrospect, looks at it and says, 2020, I would have done it different.
Yeah. Right, of course he does. But here's why I was surprised he did it. McVay has always been aggressive by nature. This was a turtle. He basically turtled.
He turtled.
Yeah. He basically said, and I know what he was thinking, Trav. He was thinking, we've held them to 60 yards in the second half. They haven't scored. If I stop them, then I get the ball back in better field position when I would have it. Here's why that doesn't make sense to me. 4 minutes to go, you got one timeout. You are in Lions territory.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the 41. They were on the 34, but they got backed up by that holding penalty. But you're on the 41. You're in Lions territory. You're giving the ball to Detroit regardless. You're either going to punt it to them, you're going to have Maher miss a field goal, or you're going to go for it on 4th and 14 and miss. Either way, at the end of that play, Detroit was getting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Why give them the ball? Why do that? It's like a turnover.
I think the move was to go for it.
The move
either
is
one.
Let's back it up a little bit.
62-yard kick.
I'm not asking. The kick is the least appealing option of all of your options. If you're not going to kick, and McVay had said, you know, once Brett Maher had come back as their kicker, that they're going to be a little more strategic in how they deployed him, that they really weren't going to try anything over 50 yards unless they absolutely had to. So if you know you're not going to kick there, A, why not have a different play on third down to try to get half of that back? So, A, shorter kick potentially.
Yes.
B, put you in a position to open up your playbook on that 4th and 6 or 8 or 10 or whatever. So there's that. And then even if you do run the exact same play and you get the exact same result and now you're 4th and 14, who's the best player on this team? It's Matthew Stafford. Let him decide the game.
Yeah,
What shocked me is the modern-day coaches all – study these analytics pretty ridiculously. Analytically, I sent you guys this story. USA Today ran the numbers. It was in the 99th percentile of the most ill-advised punt of the year.
Yes.
And if you go back to 2001, or I'm sorry, 99, go back to 99, 25 years, 98th percentile of ill-advised punts. It just, everything was pointing to don't punt, and he punted. Now, having said that, let's be honest. Even if, let's say, Trav would have let Maher kick it, and here's why.
Even like a 58, 9-yarder?
62.
No, Maher from career 50-plus is 22 of 34, including 3 of 7 this year. So even with him struggling, you probably had a 35, 40% chance that he nails it. I know that's 70% that he doesn't nail it. So
right.
let's say you kick and he misses. Or let's say you kick and he makes. Either way. Detroit still would have had 4 minutes to drive down and kick a game-winning field goal of their own. So I'm not saying that this one decision cost the Rams the game. But Matthew Stafford was cooking. He had picked
up
a 3rd and 15 in the first half that looked impossible. Robinson made that great catch over on the side. And I would have loved to have seen what would have happened on 4th and 14, either kick or go for it. But punting – and I think, Trav, I sent that text in real time.
You did.
When it happened, I said, you cannot punt here. There's 4 minutes to go. You're handing them the game.
Well, it's 4 minutes to go, too, John, and they only had one timeout. If they had managed – and this is the other thing with Sean McVay that I think is a very fair criticism of him, not just last night, but something that he's struggled with in the 7 years that he's been here is – kind of holding on to those timeouts when you need them the most. Because yep. with a full complement of timeouts, punting the ball away there, I still would have gone for it, but it would make a little more sense because you can stop the clock after every play. You get a three and out. You move on. Now you got to let Matthew Stafford do his thing.
Yeah. You're underselling this point. That was
Stafford called one of them. He called the other. But you were it. And the other thing was,
if they had three timeouts, Mace, I would have let him.
Yeah, 100%. One timeout. You call one before the 2 minute warning.
Well, that was the other one. At 2:30, you have one timeout. Call it there. Then you get the 2 minutes. You basically have a second one in your back pocket with that 2 minute warning. The time management at the end of that game made no sense to me at all. And part of it because. 3rd and 10, you call a timeout early in the third quarter. What's the difference between 3rd and 10 and 3rd and 15 at that point in the game?
Right, exactly. So many times they rush in, they call that timeout to save delay of game, and they're burning timeouts in the end, and they need those at the end of the game. If you looked at I was complaining about the official. I thought 3rd and 14, Puka Nacua, no question, got pulled.
He did.
Turned. There was absolutely – people have been sending me for 24 hours now pictures of exactly what happened on that play. Should have been a call. They win the game if they get that call, I think.
I equate this to
coaches. No, because then you still have to score. And that team wasn't scoring.
Yeah, but they were closer on a field goal, and you got a fresh set of downs.
Yeah.
Because
you're going to that one play. You're becoming that guy where you're going to complain about that one play.
Correct.
I'll wear that.
100% own that.
0 for 3 in the red zone early.
No question.
Complain about that.
By the way, Beto, that is, if you're looking at it at this from a wide-angle lens, that's what cost them the game. Their inability to punch it into the end zone when they got to the red zone. Well, Detroit
just
did
like in
it.
Baltimore.
The Rams didn't.
Rams were 0 for 3. Lions
first
were 3
for
3.
First and 6, or first and goal from the 6, three pass plays. Like these are the same things. It's the timeout stuff. It's the reluctance to run the ball on a short field inside
Mason
the 10-yard line.
Mason asked McVay that after the Baltimore games.
What did he say, Mace?
About what?
By him. Remember in Baltimore, they went down the field right away.
Oh, yeah.
And you asked him, what are you doing,
they didn't
guy?
Run ball. I did ask him, and he said, you know what, in that moment, that was the right call. I'm sure he's going to be the exact same way in this one. But, Travis, I thought the third down play was just predictable.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm on my couch saying it's Cup, it's Cup, it's Cup, then that's what the Lions were thinking, and it was Cup.
And Cup wasn't having the game that Puka was having.
No.
So,
but having said all this, this is not the day any Rams fans want to hear this. This team radically overachieved this year. I mean, I wouldn't want anybody but McVay coaching these guys.
I agree.
But
no.
he had a brain cramp when he punted, and it's just so unlike him. And I think that what happened when the Rams lost the Super Bowl to Bill Belichick, 13-3, and they had an offense, Trav, that I think was averaging 30 points a game that year,
mm-hmm.
and they scored 3 in the Super Bowl. McVay lost sleep over that. He went back. He changed his approach. And 2 years later, they win the Super Bowl. I bet this will be a similar reaction. I think he'll think about it. He's going to value. He's a smart guy. He's going to value timeouts more. And I don't think he'll ever punt in that situation again. He just did. He was so impressed with his defense, holding the Lions to 60 yards, he thought, okay, I'm going to ride my defense. They're going to stop them. We're going to get the ball back with a minute and a half to go, and we're going to kick the game-winning field goal. But I think asking your defense to keep Detroit from scoring is one thing.
To keep them from getting a first down.
You got to get a three and out.
It's completely ridiculous.
I keep coming back to the Rams' best unit is their offense. Let's let the offense decide it. It doesn't seem that much more complicated than that to me. But to your point, John, I think you're spot on because – you know, last year was a lost season because, you know, everything that happened after the Super Bowl and everything else. But if this was their let's get it together and rebuild and this is what you got, the window is kicked wide open all over again because all of these guys like Puka and Kyren Williams, and Kobe Turner, Byron Young, you don't have to pay those guys yet. You have a window where you've got really good players who are on rookie contracts that you don't have to spend. They got a first round draft pick. They got a lot of money to go spend.
$41 million under the cap.
Right. So you have the ability to go in there and do the things that they've done for the previous 5 or 6 years to go get a Jalen Ramsey or a Von Miller or an OBJ or any of these other guys that they took flyers on. And be super, super aggressive in the short term. They're almost ready to start doing it again starting next season.
And it's arguably the quickest rebuild ever. I mean, they had the one bad year, and somehow this was going to be a reset season, and it turned out much better than that. Part of me, and Bergman got on me on the
get him, Berg.
Thread.
Good, Berg.
Saying, because I said it was a great season. I think I said that very, very early. It was a great season, and Bergman's like, get mad, get Pat.
Seriously,
it was a great season. I mean, I was devastated. I was emotionally
devastated. Didn't sound
devastated.
It. You're like,
woke up
good
in the
year.
Middle. Well, wait, you can't cool.
Devastated?
Four
really? Devastated?
4 a.m., I'm wide awake.
Well,
thinking,
wild
oh, my
card,
God, we lost.
Devastation.
So, we don't know that.
The thing that surprised me the most about that text chain was that, Greg, you were okay with the punt.
No, it wasn't so much the okay with the punt. I just, what are you going to do? It's 4th and 14.
Anything
throw the ball. Throw the ball.
4 minutes left.
You're not
throw the ball.
You're not going to kick a 62-yard field goal.
An interception would have been better than the punt.
Yes.
Because then at least you tried.
I mean, it was all your doubt. You kicked it. Your punt was down to like the 4-yard line
right.
or whatever.
4 minutes. Do you want to win the game or not?
We are not playing
right
field position at that
you're
point.
You're absolutely right. It was more so that like, what do you want them to do?
With one time
run another play. Run your
punt. Overall, it's not kick the field goal.
Yeah, to answer the question, Greg.
Fine. If you and I are running the show, Greg, and it's a decision between the two of us, and you say the one thing I don't want to do is kick a field goal. I don't trust Maher. He's no good.
Run a
John
play.
Cannot kick a field goal. Then I would have said, okay, we're going for it.
Fine.
How do we get from there to you being okay with the punt?
I was not okay with. I mean, if overall, I would have preferred them not to punt. But I understood the punt because their defense had been fantastic.
You're the guy that understands.
This is what you sounded like on our text chain. It's okay. It was a great year.
By all accounts, Bradley, you don't know my tone. It was a great year.
Yes, there is no nuance in a text.
I'm hearing Morales act like this
let's
is
read
the
what
Bay
you
of
wrote
Pigs.
In.
I mean, they made
you
it to the first round. And they...
What do you think about this? Hold on.
Oh, reading text chain.
It was a great season. Future is bright. Wow. Am I supposed to take that in any other way?
I don't
this
give
is okay.
my takes on the text. Everybody gets their takes on the text. Yeah. I save on my text.
Keep your powder
air.
Dry, your Mace. Keep your
like, no,
powder
sucks.
Dry.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. On a Sunday night, Mace is okay.
Okay, Trav, Mace brought up an interesting point earlier. If you're Les Snead.
Yeah.
And you're rebuilding.
This is it.
Do you bring Cooper Kupp back?
Yep.
I'm open to every possible scenario.
You have a clear number one in Puka. Cooper is a number one.
He's
but do you
not
need
anymore.
Two number ones at that price?
Well, here's the thing. What May said, put it this way. I'm not cutting it, but I'm open to whatever may be out there. If somebody wants to give me something for him, I'm listening. Uh-huh. If there's a scenario where you can get more flexible by juggling your roster, I'm considering it. He was a non-factor in a big game last night. Now, if I'm being the most optimistic Rams fan I can be, he wasn't healthy all year long. Maybe this is just he wasn't healthy and he was never able to be at his best. And given an offseason and recuperation period and everything else, he will be what he was for the vast majority of his Rams career. But that guy last night was not the Cooper Kupp that we've known for years and years and years. That just wasn't the same player.
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me if they use that money to invest. I'd like to see a big speed receiver, not Tutu Atwell, who's a small speed receiver, but a big speed receiver would be nice. And an edge rusher is absolutely necessary. They want to
Why?
Add
you,
to
you, didn't, you didn't like seeing Aaron Donald quadruple teamed for half the game?
Aaron Donald was just, they gave him no shot whatsoever. None.
Yeah.
It was, he had, you know, he made a couple of plays because he's Aaron Donald, but I don't care how good he is. If you're triple teamed regularly, you're not going to get anything done. Somebody else needs to step up.
Well, if he is Trav, then, somebody else. If he's taken up three blockers, one of those other dudes needs to get to
the quarterback. Should be Kobe Turner. That should be Byron Young. That should be Michael Hack. That should be any of those guys.
How much BB Go have you guys taken down so far?
Not yet.
Nothing yet.
The truck just got here, and the turnout's great.
Yeah, it really is.
There are a ton of Laker fans here.
They love you in Redondo.
Yeah, no, we're big out here.
Oh, yeah.
Want to let everybody know we're at Ralph's in Redondo Beach, and you are invited out here. Derek Fisher is going to come by in about a half hour or so. Sasha Vujacic next hour. It is a big day with BB Go, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers.
BB Go, that's all I needed to hear.
Mm.
That sounds very good, and I'm going to go home and throw them in the air fryer, and it's going to happen.
Hey, 112.
Excellent.
You ready, Beto?
112.
Beto's done. Beto's done. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about. We'll see you tomorrow.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bah!
Ah!
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Brian?
Good afternoon.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you,
Better
Brian.
Late than ever.
I miss you not being there with
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So,
Mace, how's your mood? How's the season has come to an end? Where you at? Where's your head at?
So, I'll be honest.
Get mad.
Last night, after they lost, I might have taken a couple of gummies. And
I thought you were going to take the gummies after they scored on their first three possessions.
I was worried. Yeah. I was worried, but I took the gummies late. Now, Bergman, you know that, or you probably know this, John. At some point, the gummies wear off.
Yes.
Usually about 4 a.m., and I woke up, and I could not go to sleep. All I kept saying to myself, oh, my God, we lost. I can't believe we lost.
So what was it? Were you going for, like, one certain thing that happened in the game at that? Like, so you know your mind starts to go in
yeah,
circles.
The call. It was
so
a call on Puka. It was the lack of a call on Puka. I mean,
it was a ref. Can not, I, not going for it.
Mace, can I make a counter-argument to that? Okay. I think the Rams, over the years, in the McVay era,
yeah,
have been fortunate with officiating.
Nah.
All right? The most famous one is Nicole Roby Coleman.
Yeah,
all right? So that one put us in the Super Bowl.
2018, yeah.
And then in this game, in the first half, one of our guys jumped into the neutral zone that would have given them a first down, and they probably would have scored at least a field goal and maybe another touchdown.
That is true.
And the call went against Detroit. And in the second half, they botched a couple of calls against the Rams. Now, the one call that I don't think people are talking about enough.
Okay.
I've watched NFL football every week for as long as I can remember.
Yep.
In the last 5 or 6 years, that hit on Stafford where they threw his head to the ground
and stepped on him yep.
is roughing the passer every time.
Did you see his eyes in the back
by the
of
way,
his head
when every
he was laying
time.
There?
The way his eyes lolled around when he laid on the ground?
They let it go. Mm. And then the thing
and
on
let
Puka,
him back in.
The one thing you should be able to spot, you can debate pass interference all the time. But if I've got you by your shirt,
yep,
and clearly they were doing that to Puka all game,
yep.
If I've got you, I'm grabbing Mason's sweater right now.
Yep.
I can control you.
Yeah, sure.
I can
pull the guy away.
And especially if it's a bang-bang play where he's streaking to a spot. Stafford was throwing to a spot.
Right. You turn him away from the spot
and
is
Puka's
what they did.
Good, but if you got a guy pulling on his shirt, you got to call that.
Now, yeah. Can I ask you see just one thing? Sorry, John. Was that in real time? Could you see that pull? Or was it when it got slowed down, that's when you could see the pull? Because the referee's in real time, then you cannot
well,
go back.
Well, it's their job to see it in real time. They call,
Greg,
every
there's
call
eight or nine
time.
Of them out. There.
Right.
If yeah, you got refs everywhere.
Watching on TV, I didn't see the pull until they slowed it down.
I did.
I didn't see it in real time.
Saw the pull.
You just have amazing
eyes. Saw the pull,
eyes.
Saw
That's
the turn, I was in.
Full great eyes on
absolutely.
The
Rams.
But having said all
but
that.
But then they should have gone for it on 4th and 14.
Right, yeah. I don't think one play cost the Rams a game. I don't think, I keep harping on the punt because I'm really mad that McVay punted. If I'm being honest with myself, even if they let Maher kick it and he makes it,
yeah,
the best case scenario.
Detroit still gets
Detroit
the ball
still
back.
Has 4 minutes.
Although Jared Goff was playing so badly, the Lions had really grinded
right,
to a halt.
But when they needed a couple of first downs at the end of the game, he didn't seem to have any issues. So it's not that one play changed would have won the
Except
game
for the
Rams.
Puka call that one,
and
that would have changed it
on a big. Yeah, and one thing that kind of helped McVay from getting killed today is how bad the Cowboys played.
Oh my God!
Now I think
that was just hilarious.
I mean,
I love that. That was the funniest thing of the weekend.
I don't think Mike McCarthy survives it.
Hell
you guys?
No. He's out. He's done.
He was safe coming into that game.
Oh, he was safe.
Fully safe.
Yeah.
Greg, as long as he didn't get blown out.
Right.
Like, even
that
a
was
close
the only thing.
Loss.
But even 3 years, one and done, you think Jerry is going to settle
loss,
for that?
I think you say, I'm not going to overreact. He's 12 wins every year. We lost a close competitive game. You can't say that about what happened yesterday.
No. And
they,
by the way,
didn't show up. They pulled a USC against UCLA this year. They didn't show up in the game.
And I know Dak Prescott, you know, the box score is deceiving. He threw for a whole bunch of yards. It was garbage time yards.
He did not
have a great game at all. And he has now not come up big in three consecutive playoff seasons.
You talking about Dak?
Dak.
You know what Dak's record in the postseason is?
It's got to be 0-3, 1-4.
2-5.
2-5.
2-5, yeah.
And are you going to max that guy at quarterback? I think
is he up right now?
Well, no, but, I mean, you can get out of any deal. But I think they may do a complete rebuild. I think they bring Belichick in and start from the ground up and maybe even – test the free agent market for a QB. Maybe bring Kirk Cousins in there. Somebody that is more dependable than Dak.
But is Kirk Cousins more dependable than Dak? What has Kirk Cousins ever done that makes
well,
you
Kirk
think
Cousins,
like that? He's going to change everything.
Kirk Cousins is at least predictable. You know,
predictable of throwing interceptions late in games.
Not really. Look at his track record in big games. He's pretty good. Dak is, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my whole thing, though. Is a guy like Dan Quinn, right? He is being talked about in all these different places for jobs.
How?
After that debacle,
how?
Can you still say, like, that's the guy I want for my
how?
Head coach?
How? Dan Quinn would not.
A lot of things changed yesterday with those two games.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris in the first half, no way you get him a job. Raheem Morris in the second half, maybe you do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was scary there in the first half. I thought it was going to be a boat race for a minute there, but
they
hung
running
in there
all
tight
over them.
And held them to three in the second half, so the defense really did tighten up.
Held them to three, and until the final drive, they had only picked up like 50 yards in the whole second half.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a bunch of plays you can look back at. When Goff did the Goff fumble,
oh, that was so Goffian.
If the Rams fall on that, that's points. The Rams get it.
That was like definitive.
It's like that Seattle game where the Rams were driving down to win and he just threw it to the Seahawks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I'm going to root for Dan Campbell and Jared Goff now that the Rams are out. You know, who cares?
Are they going to be your team?
Well, I don't have another team. I'm not rooting for the Niners.
Anybody but the Niners. I took a picture with a Niners fan earlier today.
He's head to toe in Niners gear.
Anybody but the Niners.
Were you flipping him off while you were taking the picture?
No, I was not. I was being polite.
Come on, be
but
real.
I thought
be
it.
You.
I thought it. So, it was disappointing. It was a very disappointing night. And, I'm going to circle back to the fact that it was a great season. Shut up. It was a great season. If you would have been in the playoffs in 9-8, if your team would have been in the playoffs in 9-8,
you were
got bounced in the first round, you'd have been thrilled.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'd have been thrilled.
No. I'm not thrilled without a championship.
Oh, well.
Well, did you honestly think the Rams were going to the Super Bowl this year?
I thought that if they could win that game, they could go as far as
I would have picked them again next week.
I would have picked them next week.
Or Tampa, but I wouldn't have picked them at San Francisco.
Wait a minute. Probably what if Green Bay upset San Francisco? Then you would have had a home game in the NFC Championship game against the Packers.
I'll be here next week. We can cross that bridge.
Yeah, right.
But no, I thought that was a very possible. That team was good enough. How you saw the defense in the second half was very good. If that defense showed up in the first half, it would have been a different game. And then you had your offense. Matthew Stafford threw for like 375 yards and a couple touchdowns.
He was great.
Yeah,
Stafford
was fantastic.
He was fantastic.
He's one of the best quarterbacks in the
league. Puka was great.
You had it all.
Yeah.
And it just didn't. He didn't make the right calls down the stretch.
Nope, didn't.
So yes, I think they could have gone to the Super Bowl.
I think they could have also.
Because
it's a crapshoot, and you don't know. They could have gone to the Super
season.
But it was a great season. Are you kidding me? They laid the foundation for another run.
And like, even as adamant as I was last night about they shouldn't have punted, it doesn't necessarily mean they would have won the game. Even if they call the PI on Puka, it doesn't necessarily mean they would have won the game.
Well, it doesn't mean they would have converted fourth and 14.
Yeah, it would have made things different. But there is no lock.
Yeah, to quote you, championship-driven town. Championship-driven town, and they did not get there. They had a chance.
Well, they
had
great. The team
they
to
made
do it.
The playoffs
they made
in
a
the
year
playoffs.
That nobody thought they would.
Absolutely. Right. But yeah.
I mean, you were talking about Caleb Williams, who declared for the draft.
He did declare.
Shockingly. I cannot believe it.
Didn't know
Caleb
that was
Williams
gonna happen.
Declared for the draft.
Welcome to Chicago.
Bulletin. This just in. I thought, generally speaking, what's weird about the weekend is that they were all blowouts except for Rams-Lions.
Yeah, Rams-Lions was the best game of the weekend. Because neither team could run the ball, it was a really fun, exciting game to watch.
It was.
Because they were throwing the ball all over the place. And I wish it would have ended differently, but I think that if you were giving the Rams a grade on this season, now that it's over, I give them an A-. I think
A-? Yeah.
The only reason I don't give them a straight A is because of the way it ended.
Yeah.
But in terms of, I mean, I picked them to win 5 games.
Yeah.
You picked them to win 8.
Yeah.
And they won 10.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They went to the playoffs and and lost by 1 point.
Yeah, there's a promo.
You won your
on.
Bet.
By the way, I said
you won your bet.
I did cover. Yeah. So what?
Woo.
Meaningless mythical money. Meaningless mythical money.
It's never meaningless.
10K. No, it is in this case. It is in this case. One thing. Oh, we did a bagging challenge here at the Ralphs. Again, we're live at Ralphs, 1413 Hawthorne Boulevard in Redondo Beach, courtesy of BBGO, the game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. BBGO is here. We got Lakers Papa Shot. We've got a really cool John. Craig Gilliam brought out Kobe Hellcat 24. Unbelievable car.
This car, Craig's car, is spectacular.
Yeah, just amazing.
I had Cody from our social media team take a bunch of pictures of it. I'm going to try. I don't know if I have this kind of juice.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and get the Lakers to let Craig park that car outside Staples.
Oh, that would be so cool.
The night of the Kobe statue.
Oh,
it may be too much red tape, but I'm gonna send it all to Matt Shelton, who runs that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And see if we can get this
car.
Never know. Make sure you go to our Instagram, our Twitter.
It's amazing.
Cody is going to put together some videos and some pictures so you can see this car. I don't think we could describe how cool it is without you seeing it.
I'll just say, even when you lift the hood, there is Kobe.
Right, and
everywhere,
and pristine inside the engine,
beautiful.
Which it's his actual car. It's a Dodge Charger completely reconfigured as a tribute to Kobe. And everything from the wheels to the engine to the doors to the back windows to the inside of the car is a tribute to Kobe and Gigi. So make sure you check that out on our social media.
And you're all invited out here. Derek Fisher's going to be here in a little while. So is Sasha Vujacic. We are live at Ralph's in Redondo Beach, 710 ESPN.
All right, I want to talk to you about back pain. I have back pain. My wife has back pain because we're older and we're active. I'm pretty sure back pain takes the cake at being the most popular pain around. More than knee pain or elbow pain, arthritis, other types of itis, is simply inflammation of the joints and body parts. We have an answer for treating your pain and soreness. It's called iSpot Active. It's a revolutionary way to ice your body on the go. iSpot Active has a sleeveless compression shirt to ice your whole back down to your sciatic region. It's awesome. Form-fitting and feels incredible when you have it on. You feel like you're wearing football pads. If you have pain in your elbows and your shoulders, get the long sleeve to cover your whole back, shoulders, and elbows. The pants cover your thighs, knees, and shins. And boy, does it feel great after running, tennis, working out in any way. Go to that website, iSpotActive.com. iSpot Active is recovery gear for everyday aches and pains. I asked the iSpot guys to run a one-day flash sale for our listeners because I knew I was coming down here to Ralph's in Redondo Beach, and they did it. One of the owners is James Worthy. This is something you will love when you work it into your lifestyle. It feels great. So one-day flash sale, 30% off with the coupon code FLASH710. FLASH710. Go to iSpotActive.com. ICEBOD Active.com. Get yours. You won't be sorry. FLASH710 at iSpotActive.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, we're live from the Ralphs in Redondo Beach with BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. Congratulations to Gilbert Osuna from Los Angeles. He has won a pair of Lakers tickets. The way you do it is if you come out here, scan the QR code, you'll have a chance to win, and we'll give away another pair next hour. Excellent.
And we welcome to the show now the great Derek Fisher, who looks like he could still play.
No way.
Which is a good thing because, hey, you can hit threes at a better clip than some of the guys we have. No. But great to see you, man. How are
you? Thank you. I'm good, John. I'm good, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And
I guess I can call you Coach Derek Fisher. You're coaching at Crespi this year. How's that going?
I'm enjoying it. We have practice in a couple hours, so you can ask them they're enjoying it.
I'm sure hearing from you.
What made you take that job? What were you looking for?
Well, having boys of our own, you know, that have kind of – one's a senior, two are freshmen. So seeing what the seniors' high school experience has been the last few years and then kind of looking ahead to what the high school experience might be for the younger ones, instead of wondering and what if and complaining or having my thoughts about it,
sure,
I thought it was the right time to get involved.
Nice.
And try to be of some positive impact.
Okay, cool, so you played, of course, for Phil Jackson and won titles with Phil, but you played for some other guys too, and you had a long NBA career. What's the voice in your head when you're coaching? Who do you hear yourself repeating? Is it your high school coach? Is it your college coach? Is it Phil? Is it kind of a combination of everybody?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everybody. The most of what I'm preaching is the same stuff. Like, the only thing that really matters is winning.
Right.
It's why people care so much about this team, this organization, this franchise is because of the winning. So whatever you are looking for individually in terms of likes, mentions, follows, scholarship offers, college coaches, scouts, all the stuff, the more you win, the more opportunity they have to see what you're made of. And so that's a little bit of all of them kind of mixed in there. Some language is more colorful than others, so I try to mix that up too, where I'm not as colorful all the time, but also, you know, try to be honest with the guys as well.
Derek Fisher's with us, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN, live from Ralph's in Redondo Beach, along with BB Go, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. So D Fish, how connected are you to this Lakers team? How close do you follow it?
You see, he's on Spectrum. So
you're on Spectrum. You're doing the games. What do you think of this group?
I'm in the studio, so I know no more than what
you see on the TV.
Everybody knows from outside, other than just from my basketball perspective. But I enjoy being in the studio a lot. Like, you know, James Worthy is
the best.
Anybody like it? Yeah. It's a gift. With this group, I think, you know, coming into the season, obviously the choice was continuity with a core group of guys that were returning, which was, I think, the right choice. But then there was also, like, the other half of the team were new guys again. So even though there was some continuity with familiar faces from the great, like, second half of the season and postseason run, you still have half of the Lakers that have never played basketball together.
Hmm.
And you're on arguably the biggest and brightest stage with as high of an expectation this year as anybody because of the way they ended the season last year.
Right.
So, in my opinion, there is enough there to win at a high level again this year, but then the inevitable kind of ups and downs of a new team also still exist with this group. It's not the same team that ended the season last year, and they haven't had all the guys that came to join this year.
Yeah.
So it's been a mixed bag. I don't understand why all of a sudden people feel like Darvin Ham can't coach.
He didn't forget.
No,
you don't forget.
In 6 months,
You know, players are different. The seasons are different. Believe it or not, the Lakers are on more towards the end of the window than the beginning, right? The Nuggets at the top,
right?
They're at the beginning of their window,
right?
The Oklahoma City Thunder, the Minnesota Timberwolves. So when you're a team that's more towards the end of your window, as we're seeing with the Golden State Warriors, it's hard to hold on to something that you're still trying to keep, as opposed to the younger teams that are at the front of their window with more energy, more burst, more, like, there's more to their group. So we just still have to wait and see, and that's what you guys get paid to do, is hype us up and tell us why we should or shouldn't care in the first place.
Okay, I've told this story in the air before, but I've never had the guts to tell it in front of you, but I think you'll find it funny. One of my favorite stories is, you know, right in the middle of the playoffs, the NFL playoffs. And so back in the day, Derek and Kobe were in the same backcourt and together every day. And Fish grew up a big Cowboys fan. Sorry to bring that up today. Kobe grew up a big Eagles fan.
Yeah.
So we have a day game in New Jersey, back when the Nets used to play in New Jersey. And the Lakers blow the Nets out. 20-point win. It's a day game. And Kobe goes to Fish and goes, hey, you know that the Eagles and Cowboys are playing on Sunday Night Football, and we're like 45 minutes from Philly. So Fish goes, yeah, I know. Kobe says, let's go. Let's go to the game. Loser will pick up the tab for everything, but let's buy tickets. Let's go. We'll get a couple security guys. We'll catch up with the team later. And they tell Phil, and Phil says, okay. And they're talking crap to each other because Fish would not back down from his Cowboys, and Kobe would not back down from his Eagles. They get in the car. They leave. We get in the bus, go to the airport. You didn't go to the game that night, Fish. Why?
You tell it. You tell the story better than I do.
I'm on the plane.
Yep.
And we're not going anywhere.
Yep.
And I walk up to Phil and I go, hey, coach, what are we waiting for? He goes, you didn't hear? He goes, no, about Kobe and Fish. I go, yeah, they're going to the football game. He goes, they didn't check. The game's in Dallas.
Oh, that is
did you
hilarious.
Make it all the way to no. the stadium or did somebody figure it out on the ride?
No, it was on the ride. We did not drive right to the stadium.
Well, the good news is you guys were important enough to the team that we held the plane for.
Sure.
Yeah, one of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to think we would have held it for you. Yeah. You were a pretty important part of that team.
All right. So as a Cowboys fan, Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott, what do you think?
My honest answer is my Cowboys fan years have slowed in the last few.
Well, you've been out here for a while now.
Yeah. But for a different show, it's just cool. My thoughts, though, are that, again, you're seeing a team and people who are experiencing in one of the biggest, brightest markets in the world, the pressure that exists to perform. And so that's what happens when you're feeling that. Is that you may not always live up to your potential, what you're actually capable of, because there's something happening mentally and psychologically that is blocking your physical performance. And I think that, you know, in the last several years, we've had guys that have come through L.A., play for the Lakers, so-so performance, whatever we want to call it, and then they go to other teams and look great.
Yeah.
Because it's different when you play for the Cowboys. It's different when you play
for
the
Lakers. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
And that's what's likely to happen more times than not. It's hard to win even if you're not in front of the whole world. But if you play for the Dallas Cowboys, you're in front of the entire football and sports world. You're going to feel that pressure the same way I think that guys in basketball, you know, feel it here.
Fish, last thing for me, when you watch the Lakers and you're doing a select amount of shows from Spectrum, so you're watching it, if I gave you a magic wand and said, you could address one thing, fix one thing. It could be defensive. It could be offensive. It could be three-point shooting. It could be anything. What would you focus on? What do you think the biggest concern, if you're Darvin Ham, is to try and get this on track for the second half?
Yeah, I think the one non-negotiable thing would be somehow increasing the defensive rating, efficiency,
right.
The things that they're taking
And just
taking
to get timely stops.
Yeah, yeah. Because every championship team has been – you know, in the last 20 years at least, you know, top five, top 10 in the league, one of by far the best defenses in all of basketball, which then means you are getting timely stops. They aren't making 17 or 18 or 19 threes in a game because you're that good defensively. Also, what I think that would do, again, my opinion, is what the Lakers do best is attacking defenses in transition before they are set.
Right.
Because you cannot get in front of LeBron and take a charge. Impossible. Yeah. Anthony Davis is such a threat if he gets down the floor early and takes post position. So they'd be in transition more often than being forced to not necessarily run slow down half-court offense, but a lot of their offensive possessions lead more to AD touches, LeBron touches, maybe a double team. Maybe you get a quality shot. But the defense being elite again, which I think is what Darvin Ham is trying to do.
Right.
You have to start somewhere. You cannot necessarily be both equally at the same time. The defense would, to me, spur the offense, ignite the offense a little bit more they get more efficient shots.
Cool, man. Well, are you going to sign some autographs?
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
a lot of people here.
Very
man.
Nice of you to come out.
Yeah,
man.
Really,
I know
really
everybody's
cool,
really
man.
Happy.
Great
to see you.
Here.
Great to
no,
see
I
you.
I appreciate it.
Good
thank
luck
you.
At Crispy, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I know Chris McGee, the alum, is on
yes,
you.
Yes. Yeah. He is.
Derek Fisher.
Lakers
everybody. Legend. And we'll be right back with the Wheel of Questions. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right. There were a lot of different things on the wheel today.
Anything about Bibigo? Because this is delicious.
No, but
the Bibigo is fantastic.
I'm giving you a preview. The game is about Bibigo.
Oh, nice.
Later today. All right. So I'm going back a week ago, okay? A week ago today. Mm-hmm. At the national championship game, the college football national championship game, they took a shot of a suite.
Okay.
Okay? And in the suite was Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter, Travis Scott. Somehow Stephen A. Smith got in there.
Yeah, I saw him.
There were a bunch of famous people in there. So here's my question. You get access to a suite, and you can have any three people who are alive in your suite to make the suite fun and assume for the question that they'll say yes. So you can have any three, but only three. Mace, who are the three people you would have in your suite to make the suite fun? Now, you can have Juan and your
yep,
friends.
Sure,
your
all
mom,
my friends are there,
but
right?
You got three special guests who will all say yes. Who are you going with?
Got it. I am going to go
we're
with.
We're going to have one is the same. I know we're going to have the same one.
I'm going to have Snoop.
That's the one.
Snoop-a-loop.
Yeah.
Snoop
that's a good
fun.
One. That is a good one.
An interpreter and Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, very good
I would
good
love
one.
To oh, talk to Shohei.
Very good one.
I like that. Wow, that's really good.
Okay. Laura, you there?
I am here.
All right. Three people. It's your suite. Anybody you ask will say yes. Who are you inviting?
Okay. I'm inviting Mookie Betts.
Good
okay.
One.
Good one.
Mark Cuban. I want to pick his brain.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
And maybe give you $1 million.
Yeah, maybe. You never
probably
know.
Would.
So one more. I would probably invite Messi just because
good
I'm
one.
Not a big soccer fan, but he's a GOAT, so I want to talk to him.
Okay. There you go. That's a good suite.
Brian, are you going to invite Bill Belichick, Jim Harbaugh, and anybody but Brandon Staley?
Oh, that would have been good. I didn't really think of that, but, you know, that might help swing them over kind of deal.
All right, Brian, who are you going with?
Oh, I got to go Snoop, too. Snoop's got to be there. And the next two, I'm going to go Shaq. You know, give me the comedy of Shaq in there with Adam Sandler.
Fun. Oh,
yeah. Adam Sandler would be a blast.
That'd be a fun
right,
suite.
Greg, who are you going with?
I'm trying to think of a third one, but for sure, I'm going to have Justin Timberlake because I think you'd be a fun time.
Really fun.
Really fun time.
Good idea.
For an athlete, probably Mookie. Let's go Mookie Betts. Sorry.
Mookie Betts?
Shaq. I'm going to take Brian's and go
take
Shaq.
Take Brian's, okay.
And then
fun
I got to have Margot Robbie in there.
I knew Margot Robbie would be in yours.
Yes.
Well, Margot Robbie's 100%
well,
going to be in mine.
Kate Beckinsale's going to be in mine so they can have a stare right off from across the way. So I would have Kate Beckinsale.
I mean, I'll switch anytime you want to and be fine.
Yeah. I would have Kate Beckinsale. I would have Snoop, and I would have Dave Chappelle because he's funny as hell.
Oh,
he
yeah,
is funny.
Be, that would be my
one.
Three.
He is funny.
But I looked in that suite, and I went, what the hell are they talking about up there? What are Michael Jordan and Derek Jeter and Travis Scott and Stephen A.
Yeah,
and all those guys doing up there?
What if they were just quiet, just watching the game?
Oh,
nobody
no, they
speaks.
Were. But you could see them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were all
that
BSing and stuff. And
right, wouldn't it? You got all those big
I remember seeing,
there,
I, when I was
chilling
at Super Bowl, I remember seeing Snoop in a box with Martha Stewart. I always thought that was kind of a gag, but apparently they're actually
no, they,
really
oh,
good friends.
They're
really
good friends. They're business together.
Yeah, yeah, they both have Skechers, I think. Skechers.
Sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right. So there you have it. There's your wheel of questions. Again, the Rams lose last night. Very disappointing. There's a guy here wearing Lions gear. I respect it. I will say this. I'm glad. First of all, good for you. You know, it's been since the 1900s since you won a playoff game. And from this point forward, I will root for the Lions. They are going to be my team for the rest of the postseason.
I don't blame you.
They're a great story. Yeah. Dan Campbell gives a great speech. His halftime conversation yesterday when he got interviewed, he's so entertaining.
And I will say this. I know the Rams traded him, but it really is impossible not to like Jared Goff.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a good dude, and you know, he's never an a-hole. And
he was always great despite all of the controversy. And
after the game, him and Matthew Stafford had a nice moment.
They did.
Stafford told him to go win the whole thing.
Yeah. And I'm rooting for Jared Goff. You know, he was a much better quarterback than we remember him to be.
Well, and he's proving that.
And he's proven that, yeah. He proved it last night.
And part of it goes back to what Fish was just saying.
Yeah.
He got out from under the spotlight of L.A., and in Detroit, it's just football.
Yeah, right.
And I think they have a lot of guys who are just football guys, and they're playing well.
I was texting, Cranston was at the game last night, and he said they're chanting, Jared Goff! Jared Goff!
Well, because Matthew Stafford was in a weird spot. He had spent 12 years there.
Yep.
He was pretty popular there, and his family was there, and I'm sure it would have been fun for... But, you know what? There's no shame in losing by 1 point. I just wish they wouldn't have punted.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see what he could have done on 4th and 14.
The punt was...
And even Brett Maher, I would have, you know, Brett Maher stinks at short kicks, but he's pretty good on long kicks.
Well,
I think Brett Maher stinks, period.
Well, wait a minute, Greg. He is 22 for 34, 50-plus in his career.
But what is he 60-plus? That's the question. 60-plus.
Well,
because it would have been 62.
His career high, it would have been 61, and his career high, I think, is 62. Well,
they were on the 44. It's 18 yards from there. 62.
No, it's no, 14. 7 yards back.
15?
51. So that puts him 7 yards back as 51.
It's always 18 when I look at it. So it's
no, it's always 17. It's always 17. It's always 7 yards.
I mean, it's
back.
1 yard.
Oh, are you arguing over 1 yard?
Well, here's the thing. If you're good from 55, most of the time that means you're good from 60, unless you barely clear the.
Yeah, I would say he's not good from anywhere.
By the way,
he was 5 for 5 yesterday.
The Detroit Lions.
No, he had a decent day. He had a good day. He made them all.
The Lions kicker that had that 56-yarder, and he had a lot of room with that.
That
was a huge kick.
Yeah, kicks today, particularly in indoor stadiums, and that's an indoor stadium, guys are pretty consistent from 60. Guys are pretty good. I would at least would have let him try it. But even if you were anti-Brett Maher, which it sounds like both you guys are, and fine, go for it. Don't punt.
Right. Go for it is the right call.
Go for it.
Go for it on 4th and 14. You got screwed on 3rd and 14. Go for it on 4th and 14.
Yeah.
I think that's the right thing. Why am I so entertained by the Dallas Cowboys losing?
I am amazing.
So entertained by it. Like this morning, I watched The Get Up with Mike Greenberg and those guys.
They did the whole first hour.
The entire first hour was the Cowboys lose. I don't think they even mentioned another game from this weekend.
Right. And because of that, the Rams and the calls and the punt and everything kind of got pushed away because the Cowboys weren't just bad. They were Mike McCarthy is going to get fired.
No question.
Bad.
No question. There is no way he can come back.
There was only one scenario by which McCarthy was going to get fired, and that is get blown out. That's it.
Yeah.
If he would have been competitive, if they would have won, obviously.
You think even if they lose and go one and done for a third straight year.
If they would have lost 24-23 like the Rams did, no way does Jerry fire Mike McCarthy. But he's going to fire him now.
You gave up 48 points. You were the 2 seed at home where you're so much better and so different when you were at home.
Greg, they hadn't lost at home since week 1 of last year.
Right.
They had basically two years to almost give
up a 50-burger like that, that's rough.
Yeah, no, that was terrible.
That is fireable offense.
And I would not hire Bill Belichick if I was the Dallas Cowboys.
Would you hire Jim Harbaugh?
I would in a second. Yeah. I would hire Harbaugh. I would not hire Belichick.
Jim Harbaugh is in Los Angeles today interviewing with the Chargers.
Hey, Jim.
If
he's listening.
If I'm the Chargers, I do not let him leave the building without a deal. Because if you put him back into the open market and the Eagles lose today and the Cowboys have already lost, somebody else is going to snap him up. But I have no confidence that the Spanuses will spend the money to do that. I think that he will not leave the facility today with a deal.
I agree with that. It's
done, by the way. And Nate,
the meeting's over?
Meeting's over. Nate and our social department just show me it's done.
No contract
agreement?
He's been
interviewed.
Nothing
right now.
He left the building.
Yeah,
he left the building.
That's
it's
a
over.
Mistake.
It's over.
He's going to go talk to every
he
team.
Needs to say, what do you want? Dean Spanos needs to say, what do
Here
you want? Do you want to hire your general manager?
Sheet.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Write the terms.
You're DeAndre Jordan in Dallas.
Right.
Lock the doors.
Literally puts them on the map. A franchise that is currently
and
not located on any map would be on the map.
By the way, if Jim Harbaugh left today without a deal, I immediately get Pete Carroll in the building tomorrow.
100%. You know what's weird? I went through all the Vegas odds. Pete Carroll's not listed on any of them.
Right, but he's.
But I'm not sure. I'm not sure why, unless he's.
He has a job with the Seahawks still.
Yeah, but no, but that wouldn't affect Vegas.
That wouldn't. Yeah, really. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a thing. Is
but
it?
Maybe he just hasn't said that he's going to coach again. I don't know. But
he kind of said it without
saying
working.
It. He's still in the front office.
Yeah, he is.
All right, you want to do 2 o'clock call of the day
today? Do you want to do 2 o'clock call of the day?
I'm on remote, so it's a little bit tough. We got other people.
We got
Pepe's here.
Pepe's here.
Oh, good. Hi, Pepe.
Pepe!
Oh, look at this crowd.
Look at Pepe!
Okay.
People love Pepe.
Matter of fact.
He's waving, and they're waving back, John.
Hey, Pepe, see them where they're waving back.
Wave to Pepe!
Oh, take a picture of that.
This is amazing. The horse.
Yeah,
of course.
Awesome. That's awesome. Okay, right, we're
so
coming right back.
Later, and by the way, something happened in the NBA over the weekend that I want to get Pepe's take on. It was super weird and awkward, and we'll bring it up next.
Okay, and again, we are live at Ralph's, 1413 Hawthorne Boulevard, Redondo Beach. Big crowd out here. And the BBGO truck is here. Derek Fisher signing autographs. Sasha Vujacic is going to be here in a little while. We're giving away a pair of Lakers tickets every hour. Come on out to Ralph's in Redondo Beach, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.